Haven.
Hello, I'm Chris from Of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you can and that you are in a safe place where you can talk safely?
I am.
Thank you very much. Now, are you registered to vote at this address?
I am.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
34.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaska Native?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
Thank you very much. Now, getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved. Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Undecided.
And if you had to choose today between the Republican candidate and the Democratic candidate, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joanna Garcia-Rose.
Never heard of it.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Highly favorable.
Thank you. And Esmeralda Soria.
Highly favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? Is it education, climate change, taxes, abortion, border security, homelessness, healthcare, jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, or crime and public safety?
Crime and public safety.
Thank you. And thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Number 10.
Thank you. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, or Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican auditor and mother?
Soria.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much. And is that a definitely vote for or just probably vote for Soria?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's heading in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Pretty much stayed the same.
Thank you. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
I have.
Thank you. Now, and next, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. First, we have, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Okay, what are you asking?
Yes, what we need to do is if hearing this statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in voting for Joanna Garcia Rose.
Okay, makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Let's see. Okay, you're wanting what answer?
Yes. We have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in voting for Joanna Garcia Rose.
Oh, okay. Makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Second to last, we have, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public in law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now that you've heard some more information, let me ask you again. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Soria.
Thank you. Next, and before we, as we wrap up the survey, I like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, similar to the last one, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
No, makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, while families struggle to fill their groceries carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Now, second to last, we have, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax and the legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard some information, let me ask you one last time. If the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member?
Esmeralda.
Thank you very much. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And would you think yourself as closer to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Democratic.
Okay, lean to Democrats. Thank you. Then, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
Thank you. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. And now some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position of abortion?
No.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Okay. Bye. Good evening.
Goodbye. You too.